you know, we feel like we got a well-conditioned offense, you know, offensive line and secondary. We feel like, you know, we can play up-tempo when we need to, and we do it pretty well. So, you know, I think, you know, as an offensive line, we like to do that. You know, we like to get, you know, defenses stuck on the field. You know, those guys are used to going 2-3 plays and then getting a substitute. If we can keep them on the field for a lot of reps, then the advantage falls back in our favor. I'm expecting, hopefully he'll just do the same exact thing. I mean, the expectations aren't, you know, I don't expect him to run for 200 yards. It's nothing like that. I just expect him to continue going out and doing his job. You know, he did very well. He hit the holes when he needed to. He made the blocks when he needed to. So, you know, we're all out there just trying to find a way to get better. We made our own mistakes. You know, he said he had a couple of mistakes. We just want to find a way to improve those couple little things and play even better than we did last week.
Is it surprising, though, to see a rookie play that way, especially in the playoff game?
Well, I mean, there's rookies all over the place that step up and have great games. We've got new guys on this team that are doing a great job. So, you know, Starks has, you know, fought the injury bug, and now he's back. He's exciting. He has fresh legs. So hopefully he's coming in the playoffs healthier than any of us are, you know, and hopefully he's healthier than anybody they got. So, you know, we're expecting good things out of the kid. They're just very talented. You know, it's the amount of possessions we're going to get against them that's the problem. You know, their offense is so well keeping us off the field that, you know, they don't give us a lot of chances. So if we don't capitalize on the chances we do get, that's where we're going to have problems. We had too many turnovers last time. We didn't convert in the red zone when we had the opportunity.
What did you learn from that first game? And does that help you that you did play there, even though obviously you got the
loss? It helps. I mean, when you have a chance to play a team for a second time, you know, there's less scheming going on. There's less, you know what to expect. You know the personnel. You know the defense. So for us, it's just a matter of going out and, you know, executing what we did last week. Yeah, I think, you know, everybody's gotten to play their position for a long time. You know, that helps out. When you don't got guys shuffling around, guys trying to play new spots, then everybody kind of slides in their rhythm. I know what Scott's going to do. I know what Chad's going to do. You know, I know what the other guys on the other side are going to do. It helps with those things when you got the same guys in there. So when Scott makes an ID and something happens, one of us can make an adjustment and everybody knows what's going on.
What's up this play at the Georgia Dome?
I don't think it's any different than playing in the Metrodome. You know, it's one of those places. It's extremely loud. It's a good crowd, and it's a road game. You know, so for us, we're treating it no different than we would, if we had to go to Minnesota.
I know you got no choice, but you guys seem to embrace this whole road thing. I mean, you have a kind of historical perspective on the handful of teams that had to do this, kind of run the table to get.
Yeah, you know, it's probably the path, you know, you don't want to take. It's the path least traveled for a championship, but, you know, we know where we are. We put ourselves in this position, and we're excited to have the opportunity to continue playing each weekend. So for us, we can't ask for anything more than just another chance to play. And if that's at their place or our place, we don't care. But, there's something special about going on the road with your guys and going into a hostile place and trying to flip the crowd and get a win. It's tough, but it's also something certainly rewarding about that.